Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel. Well, hello and welcome back to the Podcast of Steel. Today's special guest, one of the hardest working people I know, an inspiration to me anyway, as a new source for me and so many thousands of people around the world, Alex from DC Film News. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me on again. It's been a few years since the last time I was on here.
Yes,
under I think it was Flash Film News.
It was, and it's evolved over the years, as both of us. We had a great chat a few weeks back with Jake on an Instagram Live, and I knew we had to do more. So thank you for finding time in your ever so busy schedule and life to come on and chat. I really appreciate that. So how are you, first of all, Alex?
Good. Just woke up here at the office. It's been a good week, start of the week so far, even though I have a long litany of work that I need to start on, especially after the show. But so far, so good. And you?
As I said, yeah, it's Monday. I'm good. I'm excited. It's Monday here. It's gone past the midday mark here in the UK. It's bright and early for you in the morning. I'm ready to learn even more about Alex and DC Film News. And for those that don't know about you, which is absolutely outrageous, please share your origin story, as it were, with the listeners and watchers, Alex.
Hey, the origin stories of DC?
Or of you. Well, we can go all the way back to the beginning. We can make
all the
it
way back. So
podcast.
It was like a stormy morning in 1986 in Miami when I first popped. the origin story, it's quite simple. Me and a group of my friends, we just started Flash Film News years ago. It's kind of like a, how to put it more bluntly, kind of like a last Trojan Snyder account. We felt at that time, if that film was successful, and hopefully those characters could still stay on within the DCEU and move forward. Throughout that time, with that account, we've opened up several others, including the Batman Film News, Black Adam, and Batgirl Film News, which that one was dear to my heart. During that time, like, I was still within the, you know, the Snyder bubble. And when I was running Batgirl Film News, that's when I started, like, branching out, because I'm now dealing with different DC fans. And it kind of, like, brought me back to the love that I had for DC, which is all-encompassing of any character. It doesn't matter who's behind the mask. It's, most importantly, it's the character itself, because there was such a deep love for that character in particular when film was rolling. Other than that, those numbers counts were, I got a lot of traction. They were successful, but we were stretched thin just managing so many. So then after with The Flash, there was a choice as to give it up or keep on going. But the fans have been amazing. And I figured, like, you know, this is something that like I grew a passion for. It was like a small little hobby, which now became a second job, so to speak. We did the rebrand for DC Film News, just combining all the networks that we put together into one account, minus keeping the Batman Film News separate. My co-owner runs that, and that's contractually, like, Reeves wants this universe separate. Let's keep that account separate. And then for Batgirl, we kept that one separate as well, because it's kind of like a memorial for the film. That account has the most photos, videos taken from the set. So if people want to learn more about that film, you can go on to there.
Please do. I mean, I know that was a project that was very strong to you, and you were very passionate about that one, Alex.
Yeah.
But you're back. This is good. This is the editing program that I use is wonderfully good. So it can take all this out and it can be effortlessly smooth. So don't worry about that. Is it just because you're moving, or is it picking something up?
I have no idea. It's my first time using this program that you have. And then I'm recording using my iPhone because that's the better camera. Because
all
if
right,
I
no,
switch
no,
over to my webcam, it's you're going to see me pixelated.
No, this is fine.
That might be a good thing.
Stop, you look lovely. Behave yourself. So, yes, let's talk a bit more about DC film news and how right now you are just putting in the hours and the work so fast with almost the speed of Superman, Alex. I'm finding out news from DC film news before it's been shared by James Gunn and DC Comics. I'm getting your notifications first, and I love that. How do you deal with the stress of that?
That's a good question. It's extremely stressful just to even put out a tweet because you want to be accurate, of course, but then also you want to be first as well. So there's a lot of great accounts out there that are trying to push out the news, but I always find it important that instead of throwing out something that's misinformation or something that is correct, but if you word it poorly, it's going to get you in trouble. Especially if a gun will come out there saying that's not true, even though it is, but you worded it in a certain way, and he finds a way to get out of it. So it's extremely stressful, but it's fun at the same time, just to see everyone's reaction, whether positive or negatively, on what's going on within the world of DC, whether it's film or television.
So talking briefly on that, about the positivity and the negativity, we're always going to get that. We've been on the internet now for a while. We've seen what the internet can do. Do you feel now that there's a bit more of a heavier positive push for this Superman film and the future of DC Comics?
I do, especially with the general audience. I'm seeing more a positive reception to this film and also to the DCEU or DCU. But then also there is still that hesitation as to, should I invest in this new story? So, of course, there's a lot riding on Superman. So far, it's looking good. Relatively on, like, you know, the reaction that's been going out there, especially with the trailers, the views are huge. And anything that's being pumped out, whether it's from a gun or DC, it always makes headlines. So there is, all eyes are on them. It just it comes down to, will DC Studios deliver? That's the question.
That is always the question, the one that we have asked many, many times in the past. As we've mentioned, this isn't our first DC or Superman rodeo. We've been there a few times over the years, so we know what's
exactly
expected. But I think we mentioned how that buzz of positivity is so much different now. There's a different feel to it. Mm-hmm. And the amount of marketing and promotion that has come out of nowhere over the last few weeks, it is just, it's very fun and exciting to see. I get the idea
exactly
of this is how Batman fans must feel all the time. It's a wonderful time to be a Superman fan right now. I'm loving all the excitement around it. What has been, I mean, I know you've seen most of the marketing and promotion. What's been one of your favorite things to see so far, Alex?
So far, it's been the first behind-the-scenes feature, right, that came out, I believe, was like a month ago. That's what sold the movie to me.
Really?
Just seeing, yeah. Even though, like, you know, we had a strong teaser trailer, and this feature came before the main trailer, that a piece of marketing, just seeing, like, you know, how the film was put together, and just seeing the cast interactions and the music, it sold to me exactly, like, you know, what this film is going to be. So, to me personally, that was the piece of marketing that got me. And I think it was the one from last week, behind the scenes in Cleveland with the children. Pitch Perfect. Anytime you have Superman interacting
helping
with
kids,
whether it was with this film, Man of Steel with that behind-the-scenes photo with that little boy.
It works.
You always have to have that.
People need to see Superman saving kittens and saving children and being an inspiration to the world.
Yeah, being the Boy Scout that he is.
And that's it. We love a Boy Scout. And that featurette was, yes, it was David being himself behind the scenes and talking to those children with that, you know, almost Clark Kent charisma that he had there, which was a beautiful thing to see. And that now combined
and
with
a genuine charisma as well. And that's who David is. Mm.
I've seen a bit when I found out David was going to be the new Superman. I did my research. I'd seen him in a few things on Netflix, but I wanted to know more about the person that was stepping into Superman's boots, as it were. And was not disappointed with the way that he handles himself, you know, in front of the camera, whether it be on set or in interviews or talking with the public. He's got that definite air of Clark Kent charm at his most confident, which is almost Superman's confidence. We see Clark being quite fumbly and nervous at times, but when he needs to be, he can be confident. And I think we've seen a bit of that with David. Yes, after that, little behind-the-scenes featurette and that trailer, I am more than ready for more. And we've seen that major trailer. Yes.
Yeah, no, that trailer hit every mark that I needed.
What was it you really wanted to see in that trailer?
To be honest, what I really wanted to see, and the trailer did not have it, was just the interaction within the Daily Planet. Because I wanted to see the Daily Planet crew, and we haven't seen that in live action in a while. Like, yeah, so we saw bits and pieces of it, Man of Steel and BVS, but it wasn't enough. It was just like, you know, a couple of clips. We never got that full Clark Kent, Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen interaction whatsoever. And now we're gonna see that, but they're hiding it. Like,
they are.
Is Perry White gonna say like a Great Caesar's ghost or something? Like, come on. No, we haven't seen him officially yet. Like, we've already seen how he looks behind the scenes. Wendell Pierce, I think he did release a photo of him in front of the Daily Planet Globe, and he looked great with the cigar.
Yes, that's Perry White. But I'm, as you said, and James Gunn has mentioned that there is a lot of journalism in this film. So I'm hoping that he's teasing that element. We've seen a little bit of Jimmy and Clark in the Daily Planet building, and I love that because
I love that energy. It's going to be two office buddies. It's great.
Yes. So there's going to be office drama. There's going to be office romances and hijinks. I could happily watch a whole new series of The Office that was set within the Daily Planet. If I had an unlimited budget, I want to make that happen with Clark.
Dude, I'll help you with that. I'll help you market that crap.
That's Clark as the new Jim and Pam. I can see that. But I'm there with you. I want to see more of the Daily Planet. It's a huge part of Superman's life. As much as Clark Kent and Lois are part of the Superman's history, Daily Planet is as well. And I'm hopefully, there's already been a bit of Daily Planet merchandise. We get some more soon, but I'm with you there, Alex. I want to see more of the Daily Planet. But that trailer for me was a fantastic, more of a tease. I'm ready now. We're in June now. It is literally next month. We get this film.
And the great thing about that trailer, it didn't say much about the film either.
No.
You still don't know the story.
It gets to a point where I want to stop watching the trailers, and with our hobby, with our passion, we can't do that. We physically can't stay away. We get tagged and in things, which is great. I love that. When somebody thinks about Superman or DC Comics, they would message us and say, have you seen this yet? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the good and the bad. But I've been ready, but I'm really ready now for this film to be happening. And yes, it's getting closer and closer. As a fan of DC Comics and Superman, what does this, it's a bit of a silly question to ask, but what does the success of this film mean to you, Alex?
It means everything, because look, the state of comic book films has been on a downturn as of late. It just comes down to the quality of some of the films. I've been poor audience reaction to them. It's just been, I feel as though there's been too much that's been out there on screen. The audiences are just turning away, and they want something new, but then also something familiar, but then also they just want quality. Now, it isn't to say that the previous films that have come out, whether it's DC, Marvel, or whichever studio that has a property, it's their fault. It's you have to look at what's gone on throughout the past couple of years, whether it's COVID or the bottleneck that it's created after the pandemic that has reverberated within film productions for more than a year, especially when it came to VFX. And then other than that, it's just it's quality. So for this, for Superman to succeed, it's going to be a big thing, because not only will it put DC back on the map, but then also, finally, we're going to have a true competition with Marvel. And competition is good, because it's going to strive for Marvel to actually put out quality compared to what we've gotten the past 2 years. A couple have been great. Some of the MCU shows have been phenomenal. Like, I'm sorry, Agatha All Along, great. Great show. Love that song. Great cast. Like, that was the one that I didn't expect to love, and I love that one.
Came out of nowhere, that one.
Exactly. And but then you have, like, you know, Fantastic Four that's coming out next month as well. It looks like a Phase 1 Marvel, like what I fell in love with. And I'm glad they're moving towards that, just like a self-centered story. Just a family and coming together just to stop this intergalactic threat that might be the end of their universe altogether. So you have, like, you know, some great stakes. So, like, just going back to with DC, like, again, if Superman succeeds, only will he get, like, you know, the opens the gate for the DCU moving forward. But then it's going to get back to both of these studios just pushing out what's going to work and striving to bring out a great product and just throwing out something out there on the screen, just expecting people to pay for a ticket. That's how it was in the past. And yeah, it worked for some time. But like, look, ticket prices are up. It's now become a luxury just to go to the theater. And you have people now just rather wait for these films to come out to streaming because you got, like, you know, 65, 70-inch TVs, like, in a surround sound. Like, and you got something good in your living room. Why go to the theater? So you have to, like, you know, incentivize the audience to go out there. So instead of, like, you know, throwing crap out, like, you know, put out something good. And right now we're seeing that with Superman and also with the Fantastic Four. So it's exciting. Even with Thunderbolts 2. That came out of nowhere. Great. Like, it's been one of my favorite MCU films in the past couple of years. So it hit something that Marvel has forgotten in a while, which was tell a good story. Not about spectacle, not about beaming the sky or interconnecting to other films. It was just a standalone film of misrat anti-heroes coming together. And it was a great ride, but I just feel bad that it wasn't received well within the audience, box office-wise. But, like, you know, with it had a great score, audience score as well. So at least they're going on the right track. So that's what I'm hoping to see. Because the success of Superman, it's going to reverberate for the success of future comic films, whether it's Marvel, DC, or whichever comic property that's going to pop out.
That's it. If this wins, we all win, as it were. I mean, and that's what I want. I want Superman in 20 years' time to have somebody else take on the cape. I want these stories to continue going for many years. And if we don't support these stories, we're not going to get that. But as you said, it's important that the story is there as well. It's a huge element that makes these films a success. And I don't know about you, but I can definitely feel that strain that is on James Gunn's shoulders right now. He's a very busy man. He seems to know what he's doing, though. He does know how to tease the world and sort of sometimes spend, some might say, a bit too much time online replying to messages when he should be working. But that's just
me. But hey, there's been some time as of late that there's been some silence from him, which is good.
Yes.
Looks like he's busy, whether you're working on a script or looking over a couple of projects that are going to be greenlit. But
he does, honestly, he does debunk. He does debunk. I like that. When there's something completely out there in force, he does sort of get on his soapbox, as it were.
He does. But then it's turned into a catch-22 as well, that people will just throw out something just to get a reaction.
And that's the thing, yeah. If you say enough stuff, as it were, some of it's going to be a little bit close to what could be the actual truth. So he needs to watch out for his journalistic integrity, much like Clark Kent. That's what he needs to watch out for.
Exactly. But hey, like, you know, also to his credit, I know for him, when it comes to DCU, that anything that's going to be greenlit will have to have a completed script. I'm glad for that. Hopefully that resonates with Supergirl and the next couple projects that are coming out, including Lanterns for next year. And I do understand that there's been some projects that have not been able just to get out of the gate because of that stringent rule. And it's kind of refreshing to see.
It is.
At the same
time,
like, you know, it's like, I understand, like, you know, there's a lot of negativity just stating, like, he doesn't know what he's doing. And studios are failing. They brought out a slate. But looks like the Authority and Brave and the Bold may not be coming out. It comes down to the story. If the story's there and it's completed, let's go for it.
And that's the thing. And that's to get the news, to have it be official news. That's what I love to see. There are many, many fan sites out there. There always have been. There always will be.
There will.
And sometimes you have to take some of that news with a pinch of salt. But what I love, not for you, but I love for it, is the fact that I know that there's a lot of stress involved in what you do. There's a lot of eyes on your page waiting for news to happen. You make sure that that news is delivered in not only an entertaining way, but a factual way as well. Now, how long does it take you roughly for when a hot new piece of legitimate news lands in your inbox inbox, are you able to create an edit and share it with your followers? How long does it take?
It could take, it depends on the news. If it's something that I've already heard that might be coming out, so I may already have the image or the tweet set and ready to go, it could be within that minute. If it's something that's out of left field, it depends. It comes down to, am I paying attention to my phone or my notifications? I do have a 9-to-5. I have a family, so I'm not glued. But if I feel my pockets burning from notifications, I know something's up. So with that, it could maybe take me between 5 or 10 minutes, depending on if I do have a image, because I like... Like, if people have already started taking notice on our page now that it's unique, we do something what we call the magazine spread, which is a full image that's split in two. So it could be a scene from a comic panel or a scene from a film. And then you have the one shot, which is the money shot. And then the other, it's the graphic, whether it's going to be the title of the film or an infographic, just to differentiate us from other sites like Discussing Film and Culture Crave. And for that new model that we created by accident, it's great, but then also it is time consuming just finding the right image.
Yes.
And having the right balance for it to work. So in the past, I may lose and I may have the news out within 10, 15 minutes just because I'm meticulous to make sure it looks right. So now I've created, I think, like 100 templates for different projects.
Wow.
So just in case, like, you know, if it's something that's like a really left field, like whether, like, you know, Clayface, for instance, like, what was it? The story Feet of Clay.
Yeah.
I already have that image set up from that episode. I'm like, boom, already got it with Mike Flanagan. There we go.
I love that organization.
So I have to, like, you know, prepare in advance just to get it out there immediately.
And that's good to have. I think I've got a few different folders now in my phone of what images to use. I've got different subcategories for what part of the costume or what part of the image to use now as well. But I love those little behind the scenes details, because it's clear that you put in so much work into this, and it's for the fans in the day. This is, you know, you're not getting paid for this. This is
it's not getting paid. I'm not doing this for monetization either. I tried that before, and you've seen my following. It doesn't make anything. So truly, I'm doing this for the fans and to torture myself as well. I enjoyed the torture. But it's great. I do love people just jumping onto the page, seeing the work that's been put in, whether it's in the images or any promo trailers that we put together, and just to have out there. We've been dubbed the unofficial DC marketing team as of late, especially there's been comments talking about, like, how we've been marketing this film more than DC Studios and Warner Brothers. And that's been true to an extent, because truly marketing hasn't started until now.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, all hands on deck on the studio. They're going to do the work. I'm taking a back seat.
What I've seen now is that you provided the warm up for them. You know, you've started putting out the work out there, and nothing. Hang on. Alex has done another post. Maybe we should get on this and start doing some more marketing as well. Because over the last week, I'm seeing posters and more adverts, more collaborations. There's more fast food chains that are coming out of the woodwork now.
Speaking of the fast food chains, I'm a little disappointed. Like, the only one here in the States, I don't know how it is in the UK, but in the States, it's just Dairy Queen. But then, in Mexico, they got Carl's Jr. and it looks like Burger King.
And I mean,
why can't that move over to the States?
McDonald's.
Like, I'd love to see that. Like,
yes,
I know Wendy's had a DC collaboration a few months ago.
They
like, were the Superman toys for Wendy's or even McDonald's?
We've got
that. It's just boggling my mind a little bit. Like, there might be a legitimate reason as to, like, you know, what's going on, but
possibly
come on.
They're going to do something last minute. But we've got Wendy's now here in the UK. It's been here for a few years now. So if they do a collab with them, I'm happy. But right now, as I'm looking across my room at a big pile of mess and merchandise, I can see the original Burger King Superman the Animated Series toys, which were some fantastic toys back in the day. If they could do something like that for McDonald's or Burger King, you know, that's going to get even more
No, they should go back to what they did with Batman Forever. Go back to the crystal glassware.
Could you imagine the fights?
You got the Fortress of Solitude. Just have it, like, you know, crystallized. So, like, you know, you got Corn Sweat, like a Crypto Cup. Like, come on. You can do it. A Kaiju Cup. Crystallized.
I hope somebody from DC or Warner Brothers is listening right now, now that they know you're on the show, so they can get some more ideas for their marketing.
Hey, yo, all eyes have been on you lately.
It's been
that reaction that Gunn had with your trailer reaction was just was great, and I'm sorry, like when I watched it too, like, you know, you're so genuine, because there are a lot of reaction channels out there that you can tell part of it's like a little bit of an act, especially with that thumbnail. But then just seeing your reaction to it, like, it almost felt like I'm being legitimate. It almost brought some tears in my eyes, because I know how important this character is to you, and
thank you.
It hit you hard.
I did.
That's what it's all about.
As you know, as a fan of Superman, I'm always going to root for the home team. He's the character mm-hmm. that I adore, no matter who's playing him or who's writing the story. So I want that character to do well in the eyes of the public, to new fans and old fans. And when I sat down to watch that trailer, I managed to get out of work early and sort of I ran home like Charlie from Chocolate the Factory to get in front of my computer.
I hope you didn't fall and scrape your knee.
I didn't know. I managed to avoid that. But sitting down and watching that trailer and getting excited and thinking other people are seeing this for the first time now as well. Children and families and lovers of movies and superheroes are going to sit down and watch this. And there was so much
children,
for me to take in. So good.
Like, my daughter adores the past couple of trailers. Like, if she hears the theme from the trailers, which, again, it's not the theme from the film. It's the official trailer theme. So we haven't heard it, the actual official theme yet. Anytime she hears even a note, she recognizes that Superman, and then she'll run up to me and asking if she could watch it on my phone.
That's
and
what you
to me, I'm like, this is great. Just created a new Superman
fan.
That's
the win that you want. And that's the thing. There are going to be more fans from this. There are going to be more children around the world and people seeing this character that they might have seen at a glance before, but now they're going mm-hmm. to get a real look at this hero and the world of superheroes. And what I really hope to be the future of DC Comics, to see where they're going next with this. Now, we've talked about your wonderful posts and the fact that so many people see them and share them. Have you had any interactions from people that have been in this film or work in this film?
Quite a few, even. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Because I've seen the numbers that you get and how many people share them, and I absolutely love that for you.
No, it's, again, the fans have been amazing, and this is something that I never expected at all, because, again, there are so many great accounts out there, whether it's DC Universo, DCU Updates, Home of DCU. Those guys have put in the hours, and even
yes.
channels like yours, or even ones that are, like, you know, outside of the comic book genre, but do focus on it, like my buddies at Epic Film Guys. They've all been great. But just seeing the reaction to what we've been producing, it's heartwarming, to say the least.
And that's the feedback that you want, is the fact that people are noticing the work that you're putting in. You're not just sort of taking a screenshot and resharing it. You're making sure that this film's news looks as good as the film does. And
just go back to your question, like, you know, have I interacted with anyone from the set, whether it's a crew, an actor, or the director directly? Well, like, the one I could state was Superman himself.
Really?
Yeah, no, David Gordon Twitt surprisingly sent me a heartfelt DM, and it was wishing my wife great strength and stamina since she was in labor. And it was a surprise, to say the least, because one, he doesn't follow me. Two, like, what didn't he expect that? And three, it was an accident altogether. Because I threw out an announcement thinking it's on my personal account. just stating, like, you know, this is not a drill. And it's a gif of Father of the Bride Part 2 of Mr. Banks and Frank doing, like, another slide across the hallway. But I did it on DCFN. And this was the day before the Cleveland shoot. So, for whatever reason, my phone is melting in my thigh. And I'm wondering what the hell is going on. And I saw the mistake that I made. Because everyone thought that I had, like, news for Superman. And I'm like, well, like, I tweeted out, this doesn't pertain to Superman. My wife is in labor. And within that day, I get a message from Corn Sweat. I'm wishing her that, and then a couple other messages too as well. Just congratulating for the delivery of my daughter. I say she's beautiful, but then also too, it's kind of like my favorite sentence of his, and it kind of showcases of who he is telling me just to cherish the 2 a.m. sessions, walking her back and forth. If you have stairs, try them. Just be careful when you're tired. That's Superman right there.
That is, you know, and you've got that. I hope that message is framed somewhere now in your house. It should be.
It is. It's funny. Now, both my daughters have a DC legacy.
They are canon, as they say.
And that's yeah, why no. Snyder did my first daughter's gender reveal, and then my second daughter gets a message from Superman himself. So it's crazy.
That can't be bad. That can't be bad.
It can't be. And they don't even know it, so hopefully in a few years they'll appreciate like what their crazy father, fan of a father they have, like, has done.
You know, that's a great them. It's a great speech for a wedding there, Alex, just to throw that one in there. Keep that one for the graduations and the weddings and the parties, but no. And that's the moments we do get. And again, as you mentioned, I've got this, I did print that off, as you said, that comment from James.
I am so happy for you for that.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and when I was woken by my girlfriend, she was awake and she was speaking with some people in America that were like, if you are close to Luke, please let him know or send him a message. He needs to wake up right now and check his phone. So I was gently awoken, and then I was awake very, very quickly when I saw the fact that James Gunn had commented on my reaction video. And it was a wonderful moment. And, you know, we don't, as you said, we don't do this for the money. We really don't, because there's no money in it.
We do this for the fans.
It's for the fans and for the love of the characters and the universe. So when we get moments like that, like a message from David or just a little comment from Mr. Gunn, it gives us a definitely more passion for what we do.
And just moving respect. Back to getting a comment from Gunn, it's not only just getting those interactions personally, but it's also directing those interactions to those who need it. There's this great fundraising event that's been going on from...
Yes.
Real about it's a great 501 C3 group, and I've known them for quite some time. They've been like, you know, MIA for the past year, so I was always scratching my head as to what's going on until the owner Jordan popped out with the new campaign for Superman, which I figure of course he will start with that. But then I saw the price tag for $15,000, and I'm wondering what's going on here, because I know it's not going to cost that much to do a screening like this, but when you read what he's trying to do, he's trying to use a part of the funds for the actual screening, but the rest, it's to secure future funds for future screenings, whether it's Fantastic Four or other things, but then also to just to ensure more opportunities for these kids in need. And it's not just impoverished children. It's those who are in the hospital, for instance, that may not have the travel necessities to go to the theater. Like, he's working on securing it. So when I saw the initial campaign and how it started for the first couple weeks, it was going out slow. I reached out asking, hey, I'll give you a signal boost to help. And of course, with my busy schedule, I wasn't able to at that time, but then I noticed other large accounts started jumping in. So it was great he was already getting the message out there. And then it just made my mission, a personal mission, just to get Gunn's attention.
Well
to
done.
Ensure, hey, not only is he going to reach his goal, it should make, some news as well. Mission accomplished. Not only I got his attention, he donated 1,000, which hit his weekend goal, because again, the goal is at $15,000. He crossed 5,000 that night, and now I think he's halfway there at 7,500.
He's doing well. So, I mean, I've been following Jordan's work.
He's doing extremely well for it, and it's a great cause. And the thing is, there are comments that are out there just trying to shoot down this campaign, just stating that why can't the money be used for other things, feeding the kids. Again, it's a legitimate comment, but there are, as Jordan Port has pointed out there in the past, there are those organizations out there. His is unique in a sense that it's giving the magic of cinema to these children who do not have access to it at all. Because it's, again, it's turned into a luxury. And for me personally, his campaign has hit me personally as well. Because when I was a child, I remember going into the theater every week with my father. It's always been my favorite memory. Waking up Saturday morning, grabbing out the paper with him just to circle out show times to go watch our favorite films, whether it's something that he wants to see or something that I want to see that he may not want to, but he's not going to say no to me. And it was always something great until there was a time when my family, we lost everything. We lost our home. economically, we weren't where we were in the past. Those weekend movies that turned into maybe once every 3 months to maybe once a year. My father and mother, like, you know, tried to hide a lot of this from me and my siblings, especially. There were times where, like, you know, the water shut off, and we were told that it was something going on within the neighborhood. So it wasn't directly towards us. That escapism for the theater was always something that I strived for and was always excited for, and just ran to, especially just hearing these things and just experiencing it, because it was always my escape. It became so out of reach at that time, having hit Jordan just doing this.
Yes.
As his goal, his mission, it's a great cause.
I'm glad to hear that, because I've been speaking with Jordan, and we're trying to work out some dates where Jordan come on the show and talk about everything that he's doing. I saw what he was doing, and then saw the wonderful post that you gave, and then the fact that James donated, and I was like, this is great. It's not about who gets the exclusive to share the news. It's the great about the fact that this fantastic foundation now is getting eyes on what they're doing. So I have messages out, Jordan. I'm sure he's been very busy over the past few days with everything that's been going on. But I hope
busy
he continues to stay busy.
Busy and overwhelmed with the outreach.
Yes. Which it's a beautiful thing to see. And I can't wait for Jordan to come on the show and talk about that. There will be links, though, to the charity work that he's doing and the fundraising in this podcast. But Alex, thank you shedding some more light onto that fantastic moment as well. So when it comes to this film, though, that comes out very, very soon, which is very exciting to say, what...
Faster than a speeding bullet.
That's it, my man. Well done. What would you like to see in this film that we've not seen in the trailers or heard rumors of online?
Oh, what do I like to see? There's a couple of things I could get in trouble for saying, so I'll just go into...
Okay, well, you will come back after the film's come out, and then you can say those things. Let's not get any of us into trouble.
One thing I would like to see... Because we already know Millie Alcock is in the film. It's already been confirmed by the studio. Like, she's credited. There's no way of hiding it. I'm just wondering if her appearance is in the suit.
I mean,
I would like to see how it looks. From what we've seen behind the scenes, it looks like it's the classic.
Yes.
In the classic Supergirl look, looking very close towards from the comic that it's inspired and based off of. Hopefully we get to see that.
I do as well. I've been trying not to think about the film too much, which as a Superman fan and an ambassador has been difficult to say the least. But I'm just so excited for the upcoming weeks for the world to see this film and for film lovers and comic lovers to talk and debate and reassess the world of Superman and go back and read stories that they didn't know about and fall in love with this character all over again, because that's what I feel is coming our way very soon. And I mean, you know, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's things that we've heard rumors of and that we've seen. And of course, I want to see more Crypto. But what I really want to see is some more of Clark with Lois, some more Clark with Ma and Pa Kent. We don't need the full origin story, as it were, as we know we've had that every single time. But I want to see the quiet moments away from the action, away from the explosions. I want to see Superman being Superman, but Clark being Clark. You can't have those characters too divided. And I'm very keen to see what David does with that portrayal of Clark Kent, but also what Rachel does with Lois, because we've seen a smidgen so far. And every time I hear her say anything, whether it could be a line from the film or something just off the cuff, like hot off the presses. She said that in that promo shoot last weekend, and I absolutely lost it.
Yeah, you loved it. You lost it. I think a three-story post on it. Great.
I did. I was like, this is Lois Lane. That's what Lois Lane says. And it's just a fantastic time to see so much love for this character that we've all loved
for so long.
No,
but going back to Rachel, like, she has understood the assignment. Like, any
Every
event that she's been
time.
In, like, she's always wearing purple or anything that has, like, an Adelia Bryant inspired look. Like, she gets it.
I'm ready for that press tour to begin, because not only am I ready for the sort of what seems to be the clear love that they have for this film and their cast members, wherever they go, we're going to see more hints of the characters that they're portraying in this film, just through their personalities and their love for this project that they've been a part of for so long. But Lois and Superman and Clark, that's my three big things that I'm really looking forward to in this film. But it's just, I feel so blessed that we're getting so much more Superman right now, mm-hmm. when we really haven't that much for quite some time. So it's exciting times, and I know we're going to be very busy, but I also know the fact that we are going to enjoy the ride more because of the work that we're putting in. And that's why when we get to speak and, you know, send each other messages, we get it, because we love this little world that we've created for ourselves by giving ourselves more stress and more anxiety and more adrenaline when we get more Superman news stories.
Exactly. And the important thing too is just I'm hoping like what work that we're putting in is just helping, just putting those butts in the seats to see this film.
As long as, here's how I see it. As long as we get one person into the cinema seat that wasn't going to go and see it, that's a win for me. I've had a few people message me recently saying, you know, that they've found my page, or they've come back to my page and they've asked for Superman recommendations and what books to read before this film comes out. What should I be reading? And I love that. Mainly because I get to talk about my favorite thing, which is Superman. But it's getting other people invested in this character that I love.
Really, it's your favorite character. I couldn't tell, like, you know, with the flashing head back behind you.
This is all a green screen. This is all fake. This is all a hologram behind me, Alex.
Yeah, it's something I shouldn't mess with. I'm a boring guy background at the office.
That's all right. We'll fix that for the next one, because I know when you're back on this show, whether it be before or after the film comes out, we're going to be talking a lot more in the future. Because this is why I wanted you on that Instagram Live and why I wanted you on the podcast. It's for people to see the person behind the page, to see the work that goes in, to find out more about what it takes to be a DC Comics journalist, in a way. You are doing your bit for your own personal Daily Planet. And I wanted people to see that hard work, because it's a great thing to see, but it's also a great thing to know the person that's behind the page, because I've got to speak with you over the years, and it's great to know you as well as that person, because I'm proud to see your posts get shared by these big names, for you to get that recognition for the hard work. And I hope that you continue to do this and you have this stress and anxiety for many more years to come. That's a compliment in there somewhere, but there's a compliment
It is. It keeps me busy.
And that's what I want.
At least. And hopefully something more comes out of it as well, but I'm just doing it for the love of the fans.
Which, that is what you... And no matter where this page takes you, that is where it comes from. It is the love for the fans and for the fandom, which is what I adore. Before I ask you my final question of the day, sir, where can people find DC Film News online, Alex?
Online, you can find us on X, Instagram, and Threads. And also, you can find us on Nexus Point News. As well, partnered with them for the past 2 years. Great partnership, great ride with them. They've been putting in the work and the journalism to get a lot of the stories out there for any film from every studio, whether it's Marvel, DC, A24, Warner Brothers, Sony, you name it. And it's been stressful as well, just talking to studio reps and everything when it comes to any scoops that we've hear, because we do our due diligence. Nexus is not a site that just only looks at a grid and throws it out there. We do have a legitimate person we speak to who does feed us information, but even with that information as well, we don't take it as gospel. We do the work, we ask the questions, and we reach out to the correct reps to see if we have the green light on releasing. It's been a great track record, has been phenomenal, especially the person we have on staff for it. And we just want people just to know that we're just not a random site anymore. We're out there.
You are out there, and that is it. And there will be links to all those pages in this podcast. Now, my final question today is one that I have asked many times before, and I'm going to ask you it, but in a slightly different way. So I love asking people, what does Superman mean to you? But what I'm going to ask you is, what does the success of this Superman film mean to you?
I think I already covered it before. The success for this film, it's hopefully it will help push forward other comic films just to have a box office success. Not only that, it's just bring quality back to the screen. I want a competition with these studios. I want them to strive. I want them to mix it up and do something new, do something different, and challenge its characters and challenge the audience. I'm hoping we see that with Big Ol' Blue on screen. I know there are people who are looking at this film saying it's gun might be cherry-picking a lot of the Superman greatest highlights and just throw it on the screen. I don't see it as that. He is doing something different, and that's something we have seen with the other Superman films, whether it's Man of Steel, Superman Returns, or even on television with Superman and Lois. By far, to be honest, it's been that show and story has been the gold standard and has not been touched. That's what I hope this film brings. So just to challenge the audience and for the audience to want more. And as a wake-up call for the studios to actually put in the effort and put in the time and not rush these things. Let each of these projects take their time to bring out a great product. Because once you do that, the audience is going to come back and they're going to respond positively. It's not a rat race anymore. Films have been coming out for the past decade and a half. Enough's enough. It shouldn't be a race. It has to be quality over quantity.
Well said. Well said. This is why I just knew you were going to be the perfect guest to have on. In the small chats we've had over the years, learning more about your passion, and again, the man behind the page, as it were, has been an absolute joy to learn more of over the years. And I look forward to that in the future, because after this film comes out, I need to talk with as many people around the world as possible. And you
Likewise.
Are one of the people that are on pretty much on the top of that list, sir. So thank you for everything that you do. All right.
Like what's with you? You've been always a joy and a pleasure. And it was a great. I believe you were the first podcast I jumped on as a Flash film. Now you're the first podcast to jump on Sewing My Face as a DC film news.
Look at that.
I've been anonymous for the past few years. And
I've got the exclusive. I felt as though I'm happy.
If I'm going to do it, why not do it on your show?
Good. Because, you know, when you are on that red carpet, you need to be seen, Alex. So we might as well get used to you being in the public eye.
Yeah, no, it's I'm kind of hard to see. I'm 5'5". Like, you got to, like, really look to find
That's
me.
Fine. Well, we're going to find you. We're going to see you there soon. I'm pretty sure of it. Alex, thank you for your time today. Everything that you do for DC Comics and the world of entertainment news, but for helping to be a fantastic news source for my hero and, again, for that world of Superman. So thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, too, as well. And thank you for just being, like, a damn fantastic person, like, all around. Or one of the few genuine ones out there. Like, you have a true passion for this character and... the work that you put out there, it shows.
Thank you. This has been a wonderful chat. And again, keep doing what you do. I'm sure we've been doing this now for over an hour, so we've missed out on lots of news because we've been too busy. So you can go back to it and get the next post ready, sir.
It's been fairly quiet. That's good.
Okay. Well, I'm ready for your next post. I'm ready for your next post. But again,
likewise,
thank you for everything that you do, and we will speak soon, sir.
We'll speak soon. Look up.
Yes.